Hello, KK Mobile.
For HKX Mobile.
And this is KJ4, YQK.
Hello, Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray. It's Patrick on this end.
This is David. I'm located over in Dacusville. I'm mobile right now, but I live in Dacusville.
90, heading back up the mountain to Bavard. I'm running my tour out. I'm just finished up for the day.
90, so you're going up over Caesars Head into the park?
I'll go up 25 into Hendersonville and then cut across.
We got the Caesars Head, but if you're in a van or a big truck, that's a little tough going over Caesars Head. Yeah, that's a nice area over there. I like camping in that area.
I was born and raised there, but it sure has changed a lot in the 47 years I've been around.
On my side of the mountain in Dacusville, it's like exploding out here. There's a property maybe a half mile from my house. They got a double wide, 3 acres of land going for $300,000.
Same up there. I don't see how you can afford to pay that for that.
I'm not able to understand it either there. I'm just glad I got my house, and I'm hoping my property tax don't go up too much. They're already giving us warning about property tax increases.
The stuff for that kind of money around you, they will. At least every other county does.
Increase so much per year, so it'll be a slow drainage, a slow tax increase. And eventually you'll wake up and say, oh my God, why is this tax so high?
They do it a little over time, so they think you won't notice it.
And that's what they do. They got people, we got a lot of people moving in from outer state. They've got crazy money. And they come in here. They actually think they're getting a real good deal when they come down here for those crazy prices. They think they're getting a good deal. I'm like, kind of high.
Same thing's happening up around the house, so I'm used to it too. So what do you do for a living? I think it was David, correct?
I'm a computer programmer. I code all day from the house there. I work at home full time.
Ups and downs.
YQK Mobile. Yeah, it's got ups and downs. One of the ups is gas prices right now. It's very nice to work from the house with these high gas prices.
Cost me about $100 to $140 a day to run this truck.
He's got three vehicles, actually four vehicles in his business, four guys running around, and he is hurting because of that. He runs AC, he runs commercial, residential, air conditioning, heating business, and he does restaurant stuff too.
It's dependent on being mobile is feeling the pain right now.
Gets the price down. Well, he's trying to keep his regular customers in business at the same time because they're hurting. And he's had a lot of restaurants go out of business on him already this year that he used to service. So he's trying to keep what he's got left over going and hopefully things will turn around again.
Here, I've had a lot of shops close up. A lot of guys move on to other areas thinking it's going to be better, but hopefully it is for them.
Hopefully it is. I think it's like this US-wide there. Well, I'm back in the valley over here. I live down off Blue River, so I'm back in the valley. So I'll go ahead and say 33 is about to pull into my QTH. This is KJ4, YQK Mobile.
4YQK, I believe it was. Nice to meet you this afternoon, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73, I'll be on the side monitoring.